This session, ALAC is focusing on three issues: public education, economic equity, and healthcare access. Regarding education, Executive Director Helen Kim Ho said ALAC is backing two bills that crack down on cyberbullying.
Asian teens are not only the most bullied in the classroom, but they are the most frequently cyberbullied of all teens, according to the Department of Education. And, you know, unfortunately in Georgia, our laws currently do not protect children from the most common forms of cyberbullying.
ALAC is also supporting the Family Care Act, which would allow workers to use earned sick days to care for a child, spouse, or elderly parent. Charmaine Davis is the president of the Georgia chapter of the 9-to-5 organization, which also backs the bill.
So this means that if you're a working mother, your child wakes up sick, you can call your employer and be honest, completely transparent with your employer and say, I need to use the sick day that I've earned to provide care for my child.
The event was held at the Georgia Freight Depot in downtown Atlanta. Afterwards, several members of the group swung into action. They walked across the street to the state capitol to lobby their representatives. Lidan Dewan said she met her representative, Dewey McLean, a Lawrenceville Democrat.
The issue that I want to lobby for is the cyber bullying. We want more tougher law, you know, in the state, because, you know, I have a 10th grade students. And with all that internet stuff, you know, and it scared me because I have to monitor them all, every day.
Dewan said McLean seemed receptive to the legislation, but she says she'll have to see how he votes. Martha Dalton, WABE News.